Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight. Yeah, that's about the theme for the last few days is just staying in the house, staying out of the cold. I did clean up the driveway this morning, got that done, and the wife and I had to go do some shopping, so we ended up to Walmart, out to Meijer's, over to Jack's, and back home. So we spent about 3 hours out getting groceries and meds and that stuff, and back home. Back to work tomorrow. We'll see what happens in the morning here, what we get, whatever it is. We'll deal with it. No big deal. Grandkids, like I said, got tomorrow off, so they are off. We're not sure if my wife's got to go out and watch the kids or not. My son-in-law works for a lawn care company, and he generally drives snowplow at night, so he's supposed to go in at like 9 o'clock tonight. Probably won't get out to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Come home, sleep for a few hours, so he may be home with the kids tomorrow, so my wife doesn't have to go out to the bird to watch him. So we'll wait and see how things play out here. But that's kind of it. Like Rick, a little bit of 3D printing. I've been working on some things for my grandkids. My grandson wanted a couple of things printed that he found online, so I got those printed. I figured, well, if I print those for him, I got to print one of those for my granddaughter. And then my granddaughter's into the Harry Potter stuff, so I found a Harry Potter book nook. Maker World's got a book nook competition going on, so I found one that was Harry Potter themed, so I printed that last night. That was about 7.5 hours for that one. So I got that one done. If the kids come here tomorrow, they can pick up their prints that I did. So one of these days, I got two more. I got one small print to work on. Let me break. One small print that's been sitting in the wings for a while, for about a year. Haven't got to it. I got everything I need to print it and put it together. So that I may start on that one next. That's not too long. That's, I think, about a 20, 25-hour print. And then I've got another one to work on, the Christmas Train crowdfunder project. And that one's looking probably into about an 80-hour plus print on that one, and then I probably got 40 plus hours of build time into it to put all the electronics in it and all that. I did get all of the parts, quite a few parts for this one. I got 3 bags full of parts, electronics and that has to go into that build. So that will be a while on that one, both printing and putting it together. So that's what I got for this go around. Thanks for Dave for doing the net. KC8YVF back in that. Well, Ron, on your next time around, you let me know how long does one of those spools last before you have to change it. Okay, we are taking to see if there's anybody else out there to join the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come with your call sign and your name.